time of week again. It's time for the Lifecast.
Hi.
Hello. I'm here with guests. I'm Deanna Manassian. To my right is Adam.
Hello.
To his right is Sydney.
Hello.
And to her right is Dan.
Yo.
And that's the four of us on the Lifecast today.
You tricked me. You, like,
I know. I didn't know which way I was going to go.
You did the elbow, and I'm like, okay, I'm good. I can wait.
So
and you sprung it on me.
How's everyone's week been?
Tiring.
Tiring?
Yeah, very that's tiring.
Very tiring.
Yeah.
A blur, basically.
I don't know
a blur.
If that's a good thing.
Yeah.
I've gone through longer periods of time where it was a blur.
Oh, okay.
Like the entire month of April, my senior year of high school.
Oh.
Is it a good blur?
Was it like a senioritis blur?
Were you just faded the entire time?
Faded.
Was your white balance off?
That's a good one. So, have you done anything interesting this week?
I was healthy for like the first time in a month and a half.
Yeah
good shit,
that.
Sydney.
I'm alive.
I tried eating no carb for like 5 days, and it worked. I feel great. And then I had like a big old bowl of pasta. Big old bowl of... I don't know how to talk into a microphone, guys.
Just pretend it's here.
Pretend?
Yeah.
We've been doing
pretend
it
it's right
long.
Here. I know.
Just shove it down your throat.
No.
It'll catch up all the audio. Don't worry.
That like doesn't that? Mean I'm any less bad at it. Oh, yeah. Guess what?
What?
The Lifecast is more than a year old at this point in
God
time.
Damn.
Is it?
Yeah. I think... Wow. I can check really quickly, but I'm pretty sure I put out the original episode October 24th of 2015. So
that means it's over a year old.
Yeah.
We didn't have a birthday.
We can do it right now.
I could have got lit.
Please, talk amongst yourselves. Fill this void while I check on our birthday.
What have you been playing, Dan?
We're not, like, just the gaming podcast anymore. Yeah, it just happens to be that all of our news is gaming-related, almost.
It happens to be.
I mean, like, if we talk about regular news, I'll just feel depressed.
You could call the Sombra Hotline live on the air.
No, thanks.
Oh, my God.
I mean, maybe
I'm
as, like, a beginning.
I'm telling you, Sombra is BlizzCon only.
No, nope. It was... It was October 31st, 2015.
Oh, shit.
That's not how you count.
That's not how you count. here, I want to do it. I want to like type in the number she's saying and see if that's like a command or something.
Yeah.
You can bring yourself.
Console commands, maybe?
No, I mean like, you know. Like,
oh.
There's no phone. One button on the computer.
There's no
Wait,
one
no.
button? Hold on, let me, Could you
please
look at my laptop right here?
It's an exclamation point.
No, okay, now what is it?
So yeah, happy birthday, Lifecast.
It's a lazy seven.
Actually, yeah, we turned one yesterday.
Yesterday?
At the time we were recording this. We're recording this November 1st.
I can't get lit on Mondays.
No.
I feel like I'm at least 40.
Yeah, we're a year old. Oh my God, I'm gonna cry. I can't believe I stuck to something for a year.
Yeah, right?
At least. I took a nice hiatus. I should have taken more to, like, actually figure out what I was doing. But, you know, it's a process. Today, as November 1st,
I'm dating this podcast. We can sing Christmas songs.
We can sing Christmas songs. And also, last month was Inktober.
Yes.
This month, artists can smile and not have hand problems. And writers die on the inside. Because you know what it is? It's National Novel Writing Month.
It's also No Shave November.
Yeah.
I can't wait to not shave my legs. When we go to Guts, I hope you know I wear pajamas as shorts, and I'm going to have hairy legs. I'm just putting that straight out there.
That's fine.
That is, I also have hairy legs.
Sure. But yeah. So, have you guys played anything new this week? Because that seems like that's what we do.
Yeah.
As a group of friends.
I played one game this weekend. Well, last weekend I played two in like 1 point. I'm not flipping you off. Two.
I understand.
One in like 1.1 thing.
Yeah.
And that 1.1 thing is Battlefield 1.
Woo!
So I tried the EA Access, is it called?
Yeah.
The subscription from Origin,
mm-hmm.
where you can try new games through EA for $5 a month. And Titanfall wasn't on there, but Battlefield 1 was. So I tried that game out for maybe like 3-4 hours about.
Yep. Would you go back to it?
No. Oh. I'm not going to go back to it because Battlefield is a whole beast that I don't like to tackle. I played it on PC.
Yeah.
It's a whole beast that I don't want to tackle. Battlefield is not like any other shooter. Battlefield is still probably the hardest one to get into. And if you don't know what you're doing, you're going to get fucking steamrolled, like, more than any other shooter. And I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
The campaign seemed really fun, though. It seemed, like, super, like, heart-wrenching, but it wasn't actually. It's like, all these people died because of you. Now you're going to play through their stories, and you're going to watch them die.
That sucks.
Like, oh, I'm sorry they died, but take me through it anyway.
Yeah.
It seems great. Not my thing.
Yeah.
It seems like, yeah, that audience has their own.
Yeah. You know, I'm looking at our setup and how we can't see each other's faces, and I'm thinking, would it be worthwhile to, like, pause the livecast for a moment and, like, flip our mics upside down?
Maybe.
I mean, like, I see double right now. So, like, I can see half of Dan because the other half of him is obscured by his own mic.
I see two microphones and one Deanna.
And, like, peripheral vision is a thing, but when you have glasses, it's kind of not.
Yeah.
So everything is fuzzy on the sides.
We could do it next week. We're kind of strapped for time because we started super late.
I'm sorry I took so long to eat
it chicken. Wasn't you. I should have been like, oh, hey, we need to do things earlier.
You should have told me to eat my chicken faster.
Sorry. I'm not very assertive, believe it or not.
I'm not a fast eater. It's okay. We get along great.
But I'll go next, I guess.
No, I still have one more thing.
Oh, shit.
The game I actually played. Not the game I fake played. I played through Titanfall 2.
Yeah.
Maybe like 2 or 3 hours of multiplayer, and I played through the entire campaign.
And
it's absolutely fantastic. Okay. Like, the first one was a good proof of concept.
Yeah.
And it seems like they really nailed down a lot of the things that they didn't in the first one.
Yeah.
They somehow managed to make the game feel a lot tighter, and I didn't think that was possible because, if anything, the first game had, like, some fucking fantastic controls.
Yeah.
But if you remember, maybe like a month ago, a little more, I was talking about the Titanfall 2 beta.
Yep.
And how I didn't like it at all. And they seemed to make some meaningful changes, which that never seems to actually happen in a beta. I wasn't feeling, it felt super limp and sad.
Yeah.
In beta, but I don't know what they did. I don't know if they changed, like, speed, like, movement speed or gravity shit or whatever.
Gravity shit.
Yeah. But, they seemed to make it
NASA
feel a lot.
NASA, call Adam.
Yeah, call me. I'm ready. They made it seem to feel a lot more smooth.
Yeah.
Like, wall running feels more natural than it did before.
Okay.
I still haven't used the hook yet because it's still lame from the other one.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's the multiplayer stuff. I'm really digging their new mode.
Okay.
Where it's kind of objective-based. It's like, here's point A and point B.
Mm-hmm.
And a bunch of drone ships will, like, just fucking dump grunts in there.
Yeah.
And you gotta go kill them, and each of them have, like, a price tag on their head.
Ooh.
And then at the end of the round, you go to the bank and you deposit that money.
Mm-hmm.
And whichever team gets the most amount of money wins.
Okay.
But if you die, you lose half your money at any point.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And if it's a bank round and somebody's running to the bank, if you kill them, you take their money.
Yeah, I think Warframe introduced something like that recently.
Yeah, and it's awesome.
Yeah.
I'm going to stick with that, with multiplayer, just specifically for that game mode.
Okay.
All the other ones are just, you know, the same. I don't think they added any different new ones.
Mm.
But the campaign is absolutely fantastic. Probably better than a lot of shooter stories I've played in a long time.
Would you say it's worth the price tag? I don't know. EA doesn't really have sales.
No, they don't have sales. It's $60. I think I rented it through Redbox, but I'm going to go buy it this weekend because I think they deserve my money.
Okay.
But yeah, this campaign was about 6 hours,
so
it wasn't super lengthy.
Yeah.
But I think that was also a really good thing because it never overstayed its welcome. They had some really cool mechanics. I won't give away the mechanics because when I played them, like, wow, this is fantastic, and I was surprised, and yeah, it was nice. But like, no parts overstayed its welcome. By the time it's like, oh, here's this big mech fight, and then it would wrap up when I wanted to. It's like, well, I don't want to do this anymore. Let's do something else. It would wrap up within a good time limit.
Mm.
And it's just fucking cool. I highly recommend Titanfall 2.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't the last game you got from Redbox The Order?
No, I got... I rented Mafia 3 from Redbox, but I didn't have time to play it.
Oh.
I rented it, installed it, and then returned it the next day. Oh, well.
Yeah,
that's so sad.
Yeah.
What have you been up to, Sydney? Have you played any new games?
I tried to. I played 1/5 of a game.
Was that King's Quest?
It was King's Quest.
Yeah.
Episodes. Yeah.
They make it really easy to divide. Like, oh, are you halfway through? Maybe.
I wouldn't know. I got about an hour into episode 2 and then was like, oh, I'm in too deep. and I really need to go to sleep.
Oh,
because
okay.
I was sick when I was playing episode one. I was like, oh, let me play episode two. Let me treat myself. And then it was midnight, and I was like, we need rest. So I turned off my game, and I was like, okay, I'm going to play this again, like, on Sunday. And then I was busy on Sunday, and then I was sick on Tuesday. And I was like, let me play this game. And I logged on, and it tells me I can't play it.
Oh, great. Okay. Oh, Steam sharing.
And into further investigation, it now says that I bought this game on December 31st, 1969. I wasn't born then.
King's Quest is my favorite game of December 1969.
Game of the year, 1969. So yeah, that I wish I had played King's Quest.
Yeah.
I wanted to. I really, really wanted to. It runs on my computer, which is more than most games. I forgot. I never forget. I open three tabs and it cries.
Yeah. My work computer does that. Like, I had to make seating charts for plays.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I went and got the map of the theater and I, like, put everyone's names next to the thing. And then I filled in the seats that they were sitting in for, like, a quick reference in relative to the theater. And it, as I was doing the paint bucket in Photoshop, it like, stopped working.
I had a day last week, I think it might have been Thursday, where I was trying to write a paper for class and I physically couldn't write it because the sound of my computer screaming was giving me a headache.
Yeah. I remember that Snapchat.
It was a sad one.
Yeah.
Dan, do you have any lighthearted gaming information?
Yeah. I was typing down what I wanted to say.
I'm proud of you.
Yeah.
What's up?
In terms of stuff I played, I kind of played three games.
Kind of?
Really, it's really, like, played two and tried to play one.
Yeah.
For the one I did play, Star Citizen was free for the past, like, week, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And I installed it, and it crashed. And then I booted it up again, and I couldn't log in.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to delete the game's config folder. And then I booted it up, and it crashed. And then I tried one more time, and I got in. And it gave me zero direction into understanding any mechanic of it, so I turned it off.
Okay.
Similar thing happened to me when it was in closed pre-alpha.
Yeah.
About a year ago. It was, they just kind of throw you in the room with the ship.
Yeah, that's what they did for me.
They don't, so I'm glad they haven't changed anything. They just kind of throw you into the area. And they don't tell you what to do.
I didn't know, like, I couldn't figure out if anything was even interactable. Yeah. I saw people walking around, probably just as confused as I was.
How did it run for you? Because that game is specs, hungry.
It ran fine for me. Yeah. Once I actually got into the game, it was perfectly smooth, 60 frames per second.
Because I remember I tried it on my old Alienware laptop. And I was getting about 10, 15 frames, and I'm like, this is...
That's my life.
But, like... With every game.
Yeah. But Solitaire. Lately with Microsoft Word.
It just happens when you win and the cards are going everywhere. It just causes your computer to just burst into flames.
It does the card bouncing and then just stops.
Microsoft Word at 15 frames per second.
It does that, though.
Have you tried Minesweeper?
I think it might explode with the mines.
Oh, maybe it isn't.
Real question, though. Does an alpha come before or after the beta?
Before.
Oh, okay. So that's, like, early.
Yeah.
And this game's still, like, a decade off, so...
Yeah, it's still alpha.
Oh.
At a time, back when it, like, first was funded, it was the most funded game on Kickstarter.
Yeah.
It's since been outdone, like, three times over, but...
I think they're still the biggest, like, crowdfunded thing, because they have a substantial amount of money. Like, outside of Kickstarter. Yeah.
I think so. I'm not sure on that, though.
Even more than Yooka-Laylee?
On Kickstarter, they're beaten out by Yooka-Laylee, Mighty No. 9, and Bloodstained.
Yeah, Mighty No. 9.
Hold on.
Love me that Mighty No. 9.
They have raised $129 million.
They're the most crowdfunded game ever.
That's my birthday.
Bloodstained is, out of the other three, Bloodstained is the highest, and I think it's at $8
million. Yeah.
Yeah, so...
Like, it's insane. Like, through outside of Kickstarter funds, I don't think there's a single game that's made nearly as much as Star Citizen has. And they are still doing stretch goals.
That is scary.
And it doesn't run?
No. Well, it's still an alpha.
This game's still, like, a decade away from rolling.
Yeah. I'm not... Yeah. When I went in, not expecting anything.
Oh, okay.
And
And it was free?
Yeah, it was free.
Okay, for then then you...
Yeah. Yeah. So
is it like a free to play or just free to own?
It was free to play for that weekend.
Yeah.
Or no, for that week. Like the last week of October.
So it was that thing
free.
That Steam does.
Yeah.
Where it's like, play this game to try it for a weekend.
Yeah.
No strings attached.
Except you could only get it for free off their website. You had to download the client from the website.
Got it, yeah, got it,
own,
got it.
They have their own client. Believe it or not, with $129 million, they can make their own launcher.
Yep.
Yeah.
At least it isn't as sketchy as that Paladins launcher.
The one that makes you log in with Facebook.
The one that legitimately looks like adware.
Yeah, I was like, I don't want to press any of this.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure Malwarebytes was like, hey, are you sure you want to run this?
It was like that for me too when I tried to install it.
Yep.
Fam, you fam. Sure?
You good? Like,
and then I tried to run it through Steam, and Steam just didn't.
Yeah, my Steam version wasn't working either.
It was fine for me.
Yeah.
Mine was fine.
I had to do the other launcher.
Yeah. Because initially, the original launcher, the Paladins launcher didn't work, and then I was like, oh, I'll just install it through Steam. And I think Steam detected that it was installed already, and it was like, what the fuck are you trying to do?
Are you trying to steal copies of this game?
So it wouldn't start. Or it would, like, start the launcher, and the launcher was like, what the fuck? Why are you trying to do this through Steam? We have a launcher. So I uninstalled it through Steam, reinstalled the launcher, and then it worked.
That was
a lot
night.
Of effort for, like, 45 minutes of things that we did in it.
Yeah.
So much effort. Anyway.
That's Star Citizen.
It's nothing right now.
It's literally nothing right now.
Yep.
I want to play it. I want to try it out, but not now.
Not
The other two games I tried playing were both other free-to-play games, and those were PlanetSide 2 and RoboCraft.
Uh-huh.
I really enjoyed RoboCraft.
What's it about?
Does it have
robots?
Robots.
Surprise, right?
Yeah.
It's a third-person shooter where you build your own robot, and it's really cartoony, and it's just cute and fun. Cool. There's not much else to it.
All right. And?
PlanetSide 2 is, like, weird. It's a futuristic, like, it's a first-person shooter.
Yeah.
And it's a class-based first-person shooter.
Yeah.
But it's, like, an actual, like, war, like, battlefield you're on. There's no, like, actual, like, objective other than win. And it's, like, 200-on-200 team, like, all-out wars.
And this is free?
Yes.
I want to try it.
I felt like I was doing nothing.
Oh, okay.
Like, even when I was, like, getting kills and, like...
I mean, even in a team of six, I feel like I'm doing nothing.
Imagine that, but, like,
hey-o.
Times whatever number makes it 200.
Times like, 3 and a little bit.
Yeah.
300 and a little bit. Wait, 30?
No, 300.
300,
yeah.
I don't know words.
Yeah.
You come to my podcast? On the day of its birth?
Anyway,
anything else you want to say?
Yeah.
All
not,
right. Yeah. Continue.
Yes.
Please, I implore you.
200 people all out wars, because it's that big. I didn't feel like I was accomplishing anything, even though I felt like I was doing pretty all right, which is sad because I really like the mechanics and I think it feels really nice. Mm-hmm. I'm probably not going to go back to it.
Okay.
Also, one other thing about Star Citizen now that I remember. When you try to install that thing, that shit commandeers your internet connection.
Does it?
Yeah.
I think I remember a similar thing happened.
Like, I started installing it.
They demand attention.
I booted up Firefox, and Facebook just wouldn't load. The connection timed out entirely. And then I paused the download and tried it again right away.
If I remember correctly, the download also went... It took me almost no fucking time.
It took me like 2 hours.
And it was like a big-ass game.
Yeah, like, even now the alpha, it's like, what, 20 gigabytes?
Yeah.
Something like that, 20, 25 gigabytes.
That'd be a nice 6-hour download for me.
8 hours on PlayStation Network.
But yeah, that's all I played.
Okay. Anything else?
Other than that, I've been practicing for guts.
Oh yeah, you're actually entering. You do fight games.
Yeah. I'm entering Guilty Gear and Street Fighter.
Okay.
For Street Fighter, I've been...
Are you going to use our tag?
Yeah. I have to add it to my Smash GG account, but
Can't wait. Look for TLC Dan.
Yeah.
What if they get it backwards and you're Dan TLC?
What if you're LTC?
LTC?
Lettuce, tomato, and cutlet.
And Dan.
And Dan.
Lettuce, tomato, and Dan.
I'm the special ingredient. I've been practicing my Nash. Because even though I'm an Alex main, it's always good to have a top tier in your pocket. And a lot of Bedman tech. Because a couple people from the monthly I've been going to are also entering Guts. And one of them is Teto, who is the guy who's been teaching me all of my Bedman tech and has actually been helping me improve a lot. And I want Guts to be like my anime character moment where I surpass my master.
Do it.
Is your hair going to flutter in the wind?
Yes.
Fantastic.
I will buy one of those like shitty $5 pocket fans so I can make my hair flutter in the wind.
That's not going to blow it. That won't blow shit.
It hurts your tongue if you try to stick it
in.
I'm glad I wasn't the only one.
Fun story. When I was like six, you know those spray bottle fans?
Yes.
I tried to open one with a kitchen knife and ended up like cutting open my finger, and I still have a scar from it. It's right there. It's right on my knuckle.
I still have a scar on my finger from when I cut off with the mandolin slicer. Yeah.
That was fairly recent, so I don't...
There was blood fucking everywhere.
I rub that scar when I'm anxious now. It's kind of bad.
But yeah. 16 years later, dumbass me still tried to open a fan with a kitchen knife. Still got that scar.
My mom has a scar from 40 years ago. I think she fell off a stool and landed on the counter.
Oh, really? I have a scar like that, too. On my knee. My sister...
Are you looking for something?
My scar.
My sister and I were, like, playing with the hose in the summer, and I put a really shitty, like, plastic chair on top of a really shitty plastic table and sat on it, hose in hand, and I fucking fell. I also ate soap when I was younger. I gotta stop telling you guys stories about my childhood.
I stuck Legos in my nose.
Could you breathe?
No, there were the little, like, one peg Legos.
So those could get, those could have gone down one inhale like nostrils. Away from
nostrils. Yeah, I told my mom and she's like, we're getting those out right now.
Nonchalantly. There was this kid in my fifth grade class who got a rock stuck in his ear and had to go to the ER to get it removed.
A rock?
A rock, like a tiny little pebble.
Oh, okay. I'm imagining, like, shoving, like, a giant rock and being like...
Yeah, he had real big ears.
Yeah, he's deaf now.
There was this one time, I was, like, 8, I think, and I went to the doctor and just for a routine checkup, and they looked at my ear, and they found something in it, and they pulled it out, and it was a green crayon.
Like, crayon?
Like half a crayon.
Okay.
Just in your ear?
Just in my ear.
How
and
far?
Apparently far enough for people to not notice it for, like, an entire, like, 2 or 3 checkups.
Wait, what?
I was very sick. I'd had more than 1 a year.
Oh,
okay. Asthma.
Up until 9th grade, I was, like, the sickliest person you'd ever meet.
Oh, no, oh, damn. No.
Yeah.
Were you a bubble boy?
No.
Remember that the first episode of Jimmy Neutron where he makes a bubble and like bounces to school in it along the school bus?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And do you also remember the episode where they get sick and Carl becomes a bubble boy?
Yeah. So like bubbles.
Jimmy Neutron had a lot of bubble boy jokes, and I'm really glad.
Yeah, so that crayon was in my ear for at least a year.
That's like
and just
what the hell?
Just I don't know how it got there.
How did you not feel it?
Yeah.
I don't know how I didn't feel it. It just kind of appeared.
I mean, like, it's wax and there's ear wax. Like, did they come together?
They must have.
I don't know. Oh well.
Anyway.
Okay. So this week I started live streaming again. I'm like never home when I want to live stream because like Mondays I'm home. Tuesdays I'm here. Wednesdays I'm home. Thursdays I'm with my mom because she does classes and I don't want to be home alone. And then Fridays I'm here. And Saturdays, Sundays I fucking sleep because, you know.
Or you drive to New Hampshire.
Uh-huh. Or Guts.
That's Connecticut.
Yep.
We can go to Krispy Kreme.
Oh, fucking shit. Yeah, we can.
Are there Krispy Kremes in your
head? Yeah. Krispy Kreme is...
No, I'm honestly
Connecticut,
thinking...
Connecticut is the closest Krispy Kreme to here.
Oh,
yeah.
I'll do some checkups.
Yeah, make a fucking itinerary
a destination
for us.
Chart.
We'll have brunch at Krispy Kreme.
Base our entire like map
breakfast,
on
lunch,
Kreme.
And fucking dinner
on Krispy
like we have
Kreme.
To take the route with the most Krispy Kremes in it.
Yeah, we have to get. Oh, we'd have to leave super early. Get there in the morning where they still do the warm donuts. Maybe that's an only Virginia thing.
I don't know. I've never had Krispy Kreme.
Oh.
You're missing really? Out.
I've lived in Boston my whole life.
And they had one in Boston.
My mom didn't like Krispy Kreme.
Oh, okay.
Oh, it's at Mohegan Sun, which is about 5 minutes from Foxwoods.
Holy fucking shit.
Yeah.
We're going there for breakfast every day.
I don't want donuts every day.
It's 4 days. I don't, 3 days.
I don't care. That's a lot of donuts.
Yeah.
That's a lot of carbs just sitting in your stomach.
Oh,
like
yeah,
six
shit.
Donuts.
Yeah.
You know.
15 minutes away.
What, no, that's
15? Okay.
Six
wait,
donuts
why
over
is
the course
that?
Of 3 days isn't a lot. Oh,
yeah. But, like.
That's two donuts
no,
a day.
No, it's.
I was going to have one.
I eat a lot.
It's just because, like, whenever I have donuts, I'm like, oh, man, that was great. And then, like, 2 hours, I'm ready for a nap.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I don't want that. Like, you don't want to feel tired when you're playing Bedman. Yeah. And that'd be appropriate.
Maybe, like, on our way down that Friday, since we're not doing anything, and then, like, on our way back.
Yeah.
As, like, a good wrap-up.
Thing.
Okay.
Yeah. As a good wrap-up, yeah.
There's some good food options at Foxwoods. It's a little pricey, but...
Okay, that's fine.
There's some good food options.
But, yeah. This... Yeah. I got back into live streaming. I played Lisa, and... Which was really good. I like it.
Did you just start?
I didn't finish it, yeah. I'm actually having Kennedy work on, like, new streaming art for me.
Nice.
Which I'm really excited about. And... Yeah, she hasn't, like, started it yet, you know. Kenby's got a lot on her plate.
She has a lot. And she's taking a math class.
Yeah. Yeah.
I want to hug her. I just want to, like, keep hugging her.
What else did I play on stream? What was it? Oxenfree.
No, yeah.
Yep. We've been saying we're going to play that for, like, 9 months now.
Yeah, but, like,
yeah. If you're playing it in the room, you need to have subtitles on.
Yeah. But last week
or you need to get
said,
everyone to shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
That's says, not happening.
No.
And we said, let's play before Halloween.
Yeah. I'm happen. Probably, depending on how long it is, I might finish it tonight.
I don't think it's that long.
No?
I think
I'm
it's
about,
pretty short.
Like, 40 minutes in.
Oh
okay. So you've got a while to go
I think it's
way.
Like about 8 hours.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
I
I'm not finishing
right
it tonight because I have work tomorrow.
I'm trying to think of, like, and the today. One time it was ever really quiet enough for games without subtiles, and the only thing that's
not
coming to fun. Mind is Until Dawn.
Yeah.
Because we
fucking... there were, like, two people in the room.
No, it was
no,
packed.
No, there were, like,
really?
That was a
packed.
full room.
And we were dead quiet the whole time. Everyone was super invested in Until Dawn.
Yeah.
That's so interesting.
Nobody gave a shit when I played Bioshock, though. I missed out on, like, half that game.
You should go back.
Oxenfree's main story is 4 hours.
Four
oh, wow.
hours? Okay.
I was about half off.
Completionist is 7.
That's okay.
I don't own a PS3 or PS4.
You could play it on your computer.
No, I can't.
No, you probably could. Bioshock came out in 2006.
Your computer started smelling like plastic. Did you download Overwatch?
Overwatch came out like this year.
But that was
yeah,
just
that's 10 years different.
I was downloading it.
I was just installing it.
Don't worry.
No, I worry.
I'd worry.
It started smelling like bad Chinese food.
It was plastic. It wasn't bad Chinese food. It was burning plastic.
It was funny because, like, I
like,
was in the back of the room.
I'm pretty
when
sure
that
Bioshock
happened,
will run on your
and
computer.
I was like, oh man, who brought in Chinese food? And then Tim and then was like, it smells like yakisoba.
Yeah.
And then we all
so
sniffed
great.
It.
And then we all sniffed
and
it.
And it was the laptop.
Yeah. And it wasn't like good yakisoba. It was like Stop and Shop yakisoba.
Oh, ew.
I more quit it till like 3 a.m. yakisoba.
So, yeah, Stop
yeah,
and Shop
yeah.
yakisoba.
I don't know. My Stop and Shop closes.
Get that. I mean, you don't have to, like, buy it at 3 a.m. for it to be 3 a.m. yakisoba.
True.
That's very true.
So, that's all I did this week. I'm still waiting for Eugene's cage to come in.
Where's he living currently?
His cage.
Oh.
Like, the new one that I ordered.
Okay. I was like, is he homeless? Is
yeah, we're just letting him run around the house. No, that's really bad for them. And I've stopped putting him in it, actually.
Oh.
Because they could get heat stroke.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I have a little, like, cardboard playpen
right
for him now. Oh, okay, yeah. We won't start news without you. Okay, so the news for this week.
But you didn't finish telling me about Eugene.
Yeah. I did get, like, new fleece for him that's a little bit
he
bigger.
Is fleece.
No, like, no pill fleece to, like, put
okay.
over the plastic in his cage. Just the bottom. And, like... I have it so that I don't cut holes in the fleece or anything, because he'll rip it apart.
Yeah.
This fucker is determined. My little son, I taught him well, but, like, please, don't kill yourself, because you want to chew on things. I got him hay and, like, a little thing to put it in, and he loves it. He, like, empties it every day.
I wish I could reach the hay.
And then, like, and then I got him, like, wood chews, and then I put fleece over his cage, and he still pulls at the fleece and, like, tries to expose the plastic. Man.
All the, like, small pet supplies for small pets are on, like, the really, really top shelves.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm really glad that I don't have a hamster who needs that food. Because he's just not getting it until somebody who's 6'4" walks past me and is like, hey, do you need that? Help? And I'm like, yeah.
Don't they have step stools in pet stores usually?
I was in Stop and Shop. They don't have them there.
Yeah.
I feel like if I ever had to go shopping by myself, I'd just stand by the front entrance and, like, you know how little kids are always like, oh, buy candy bars to support our sports stuff. And I'd just be like, hey, you're tall. Can you help me out?
You need to go with one of those, like, little claw grabbers.
But those don't work on the heavy objects.
They do if you try hard enough.
Yeah.
Or if I get
a
concussion.
Or you could just call someone over for help. They have ladders.
Or I could get a concussion and sue.
True. Student loans are a thing.
Then you could buy all the step ladders you need.
Yeah. One for every step you take in the world.
Shit.
Yeah. I actually want to wait for Adam to get back from me. What else did I do? I ordered stuff online and had my credit card frozen because of it.
Oh. What did you buy?
I bought stuff through, like, a wholesale site that ships from China.
Oh.
So they were like, why are you in China? You were just in Boston buying food, like, 40 minutes ago.
Oh, Halloween happened.
Yeah, Halloween happened.
We went trick-or-treating.
We did.
It was great. Nice.
It was very lit.
It was a lot warmer than I thought it was.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I think it's just because the wind here is really, really bad.
Yeah.
Because once we were around those buildings, I was like, this is cozy.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Were you cold at all?
No, actually.
Okay, because you had gaping sides.
Gaping sides.
Like, I'm surprised at how warm I was that night. Like,
when you're
literally in nothing but, like, a dress as thick as, like,
a paper.
An okay tablecloth. And a pair of shorts, like,
yeah.
Oh, yeah, I was Chun-Li for you listeners.
Complete with Ryu body pillow.
Complete with Ryu body pillow.
I feel like that should be the photo for this podcast.
I'll dig one up. Either that or, like, my knuckle scar.
If you want to put me as Chun-Li as the picture, go right ahead.
Oh, okay.
I feel like that's just something you can't describe. That's a seeing is believing thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I already have a title for this podcast. I'm really excited.
Fantastic. Ooh. I love it.
I'm not going to say what it is, because every time I do, I think of something different. And then, like, me, like a dumbass, says something on the podcast, like, oh, this is going to be the title, and it's not.
Yeah.
And I feel like I'm deceiving you all.
You plus, deceive you know, me.
I'm sorry.
I mean, I don't see what you're doing when you make the podcast. You're just like, oh, it's up, and I'm like, that's a different title.
I'm glad someone remembers. What I'm saying on a day-to-day basis. Yeah. Oh, yeah, also, I started a writing, like, side blog thing for WordPress, because I want that sweet, sweet ad revenue.
Yeah. I feel.
And it's being processed through AdWords right now. Like, right now.
I thought you said Adware for a second.
No, AdWords. Like, Google AdSense or whatever.
Oh, I've never heard of it. Yeah. But I know what Adware is. Yeah.
So if you visit it, please disable your ad blocker.
Okay.
And, like, at least click on the ads.
I don't have ad blocker.
Oh, does your computer cry?
I just never had it.
Oh, okay.
So when people are like, oh, like, you use, like, oh, everybody uses ad blocker, install ad blocker. I'm like, but I don't have it, and I don't get mad. The one time I got mad was YouTube glitched out one time, and it started playing a 30-minute video without a skip.
Yeah.
And I was just like, this is wrong.
Yeah.
30 seconds is fine. If your ad is over a minute long, it needs a skip.
I mean, AdBlock never blocked YouTube ads for me anyway.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It just never did.
Oh.
And now...
It might be whitelisted.
It might be. And now that AdBlock Plus is doing this thing where, like, people on what... Like, you can pay the people at AdBlock to just not block your ads.
Yep.
So...
That's neat.
I changed ad blockers.
Yep. You block Origins where it's at.
Yay.
I think my phone screen is, like, actually coming apart.
Oh. That's not good.
Good thing we're 3 days away from the release of the phone I want. Now I just have to figure out how to import it from China.
Use your card that got blocked.
Okay. I also need like $500 to buy it.
I'm still debating on what phone I want.
If you're wondering, it's the Xiaomi Mi Mix. It's a bezel-less smartphone.
What is bezel?
Oh, bezel is like the black outline, black or white outline on the edge of your phone.
Oh,
how do I spell this?
My mind went to embezzle.
No, not bezel the phone.
Oh, X I A
O M I.
Yeah.
Mimix.
My mix. Mimix. Yeah. Yeah. It's like a proof of concept phone, kind of. Yeah, it looks really nice.
I like the home screen.
Yeah. They have a super skinned version of Android they use. And if I can't get that, I'm probably just gonna stick with the OnePlus line.
I'd be afraid to have that phone. Because I casually drop this way too much.
It's super slippery. That's the only thing.
I wanted to go OnePlus X for my phone, because it was like the best option in the price range. But then I found out it just doesn't work on T-Mobile.
Oh, really?
Aww. Yeah, like the data just doesn't work on T-Mobile.
That sucks. Because mine works.
No, it's just the X. It's just the X.
Okay, fuck you, OnePlus, I guess. Like, that's a super affordable option. God damn it! Why do things suck? Anyway.
Wait, we're not just video games right now, right?
No.
Right.
Oh, good shit, I saw a play, and there were dicks.
Like, full frontal nudity on stage? Ooh.
What play did you see? Because you said you were seeing a show.
I saw Translations.
Okay. What is that about?
It is about a small town in Ireland, where in, like, the, I think the 1800s or the early 1900s, where British colonialists and the British army, like, come there, and they're making a new map. So someone who was once from the town is now working with the British to, like, modernize the names.
Ooh.
And it's a really interesting conversation about the difference between Irish and English, you know, because no one in the town could really speak English unless they were educated.
Yeah.
And the hedge school that it takes place in, for the most part, the teacher didn't want to teach anyone English because he was, I don't know what his motivations were, but, like, from the play, but I got that he was, like, afraid of Britain kind of gentrifying the area. And so what happens is his son is working with the English to, you know, to change the names and everything, and by doing that he's stripping the names of their culture. And so, you know, there's this one English person who's working with him that he's like, no, the Irish names are, you know, they're beautiful, why do you want to Englishize them, like, so fervently?
Yeah.
And he's like, I just don't want to have anything to do with this town anymore because everyone's stuck in the past or whatever. So I really liked it. My sister was in it, which is why I went to see it.
Mm-hmm.
And, oh my god, I am so fucking proud of her. Rebecca, if you're listening to this, I'm really proud of you. And the play was really great.
But there were no dicks.
No. She goes to a Christian college.
Oh, this was at Salem State.
Yeah.
Full of heathens.
Yeah, I know two people who go there. My brother goes
also
there.
Also do the drama program.
Oh.
Oh, shit.
What were their names?
Are either of them named Steve or Ted?
They might be. I can bring in the playbill tomorrow.
Because I'm good friends with both of them.
Okay.
But yeah. We were talking about it after, and she was like, yeah, this play really pushed me in her acting ability. Because she usually does comedy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But this was really, really serious.
Awesome.
Now I'm going to go home and, like, call my brother and ask him if he remembers any, like, posters for plays about dicks. Because he also goes to Salem State.
It's called The Master and Margarita, or The Devil Comes to Moscow.
Okay.
I really hope one of them is the dick you saw. So I can send them a message saying, my friend saw your dick.
Let me tell you, if you were a man in this play, unless you were the devil, we saw your dick.
Great.
And if you were a woman, we saw your tits.
I can't wait to tell them that someone I know saw their penis.
So, I guess now that Adam's back, we can do news. First of all, Evolve stopped development. Or more content.
That's the sound
more
seals
colloquially
make.
Evolve stopped evolving, and I've been waiting all day to say that. Yeah.
Thanks, Dan.
I'm very upset because their player base was dwindling, and I can see why, like, they stopped. It's because you don't force esports, so I think everyone saw it as like, ew, why are they trying? But you know, it had a lot of depth. And it had a lot of layers.
Onions.
I think the servers are staying up. Well, similarly, Evolve makes me cry too.
Ogres have layers.
But, yeah. And I could kind of tell it was gonna happen too. because I was on the Reddit, and, like, a few days before they announced that they were stopping development, I saw a post about, like, why don't the devs talk to us anymore? Oh. They used to be so involved in the community, and I was like, oh, no, that's not happening.
At least no one hacked their Twitter to get their attention.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I forgot to write that down, but goddamn.
Never forget.
In other news, No Man's Sky's Twitter was hacked through Sean Murray's LinkedIn.
Something, I don't know the details.
Yeah, he said, I think he said
something about LinkedIn.
Yeah, without two-factor authentication. Authentication. I don't know why I put extra syllables there.
I'm glad this is a thing to get him to speak again.
Yeah, right? What's the funniest thing is he was probably using LinkedIn to, like, find a new job.
I gotta jump ship. We can't. Hello Games is going under. We'll never be able to develop a game under its name again.
Yeah. So he's probably, you know, he was just, it was a hot item, I guess, on his usage list.
Maybe so.
And the Hello Games Twitter, right before going private, tweeted No Man's Sky was a mistake.
They're private now?
They were private. They deleted the tweet and then unprivated the account. That was supposedly due to a hacker as well. But I think there were, like, emails uncovered or something. This is me kind of talking out of my ass because it was a while ago and the week was a blur. But I think it was Sean Murray sending internal emails to Hello Games. It's like, we haven't put anything on the Twitter. Or, like, someone was sending emails through the company and they were like, yeah, you know, No Man's Sky was a mistake. We shouldn't have done this. We shouldn't have, like, jumped ship. And then the tweet happened. And, you know, connected dots. Let's see. There was a Sombra leak today.
Well, I think it was, like, it wasn't a leak. It was, like, official posts.
Oh, the it was official posts?
The leak was yesterday.
Oh.
It was, like, the picture leak.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
My news is a day old. Sorry.
Liz Klon exclusive content.
Ask for a refund.
For Overwatch?
Yeah. And all the money I spent on crates.
I would
everybody
like that money
who
back.
Goes to BlizzCon gets Sombra. Everybody who gets a virtual ticket gets a spray.
That would be so shitty.
Is it a McCree
after
spray?
all this
no,
ARG bullshit?
Okay, good. I don't need to buy it.
After all this ARG bullshit, and I don't know, I'm really over it.
I've been over it. Like the
yeah,
the subreddit
there's
has
no
been
other
over
way to
it.
Say
everyone's
it.
Been over it because they've been teasing a character two for
2 months.
What is ARG never cared
game?
In the first place.
Alternate reality game.
Okay.
Like, I was like, okay, they're teasing this. That's cute.
It's,
and now it's
yeah.
a month later, I'm like,
oh,
they're, oh,
they're
still
doing
this.
It.
That's kind of pathetic.
It's yeah. like, it's insane if you look at the difference between their Anna reveal and this one.
Yeah.
Anna, I woke up and it's like, Anna's coming out next week. Wow, really? That's awesome.
Yeah.
And this one, it's like...
I guess in the vein of Overwatch, Season 3... has some changes. I didn't get specifically what the changes were, but the big one is that there's going to be less time between Season 2 ending and Season 3 starting, and there's going to be a countdown, I think, on the main menu as to when it opens back up.
Oh, that'll be good.
Right, so yeah. we just don't play Quick Play for a few weeks, because it's going to be hell.
Yep. So yeah, if you want to find those changes and, like, we'll get back to that, that's fine.
And the Halloween event is over.
Yeah, the Halloween event is over, so if you didn't get your skins... I'm sorry.
Hope you got your Witch Mercy.
I think you can still get them as credits, right?
Can you?
Can you?
I hope so.
That's something we need to check.
Yeah.
I'd
imagine. I don't know why.
Yeah.
Did they just stop? If they did, I should have got the Reaper.
Yeah.
That was the only
Reaper
one I got.
Was so good. I think I got the full Reaper ensemble,
yeah.
like, from crates. I got his legendary from the free one. The skin. I was so excited. I'm going to use Reaper a lot more now. One, because I am embracing my inner Edgelord. Yeah. Two, because I... genuinely like Canon Reaper, like, as a character.
Three, he's one of the best characters in the game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If only people didn't meme on him.
Yeah.
People didn't meme on Overwatch, honestly.
But the memes are great.
The memes are really good, but, like, the depictions of the characters in memes have become what the fanon... Ew. What the fanon depiction of the character is, and it's like, why are you bastardizing this?
Like Dad76.
Okay, Dad76 is great.
And
like
and Grandma
saying,
Anna.
I mean, have you seen some of his lines? I think that's actually his character.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's what Blizzard intended
they
from
the
start.
They made him play golf.
Like, they made him play golf. One of his lines in the game
is
"Get
young
off
punks
my lawn."
Get off my lawn.
Like
that was something Blizzard intended fully.
Yeah.
And Grandma Anna just makes sense.
Oh my god,
she already is a mom.
Yeah. I love Anna so much. I love the Amaris. I want them to adopt me. As speaking as someone who is very too old to be adopted, I think you have to be 17 or under to be adopted, because otherwise you're, like, technically an adult.
I think so.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what happens when you turn 18. Suddenly you can go to prison and not juvie.
Yep.
What? You can be tried as an adult after, like, 12, I think.
Here. Yeah. It depends on the severity of the crime and also your past history.
Yeah.
Okay. But that's another talk.
Speaking of crimes, the Wii U ends development this Friday.
Yes.
Yeah. But that's just a rumor right now, right?
Just a rumor?
I think it's just a rumor.
I saw, but I'm also confirmed. Not surprised it didn't happen, like, a year ago.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
Go buy your Wii U's if you want one.
I already own one. Go buy I don't game. Use it.
Yeah, they really, Nintendo really shot that one in the fucking head. In the foot. Like, right in the crotch. They just, oof.
That must take a lot of, like, uncaringness.
Yeah.
To physically shoot yourself in the crotch.
No, like, it's like Nintendo had a bastard son and it was the Wii U and they just didn't give a fuck about it anymore.
I'm just thinking about pure, like, power, willpower.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think to drown yourself, shoot yourself in the dick, like, you must be at rock bottom in order to do that.
Yeah, right?
Because that's not going to kill you.
Anyway, well, drowning, yeah.
No, I mean the dick shooting.
Yeah, I guess. Is it Wednesday that there's a Nintendo Direct?
Tomorrow
the Nintendo Direct, because today's Tuesday.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Tomorrow so, there's a Nintendo Direct.
By the time this podcast is out, there will have been a Nintendo Direct.
But yeah, but it's not going to be about the Wii U.
It's going to be about Animal Crossing. New Leaf!
Yes! That game I don't own.
I love it. I have 2 copies. Oh man, maybe I'll do that when I get home. I'm so excited.
One of your copies?
No, like, get back into RAM hacking Animal Crossing, making
RAM
my town.
Hacking?
Yeah.
Is that different from ROM hacking?
Yes.
Yes.
Because RAM is just you take what's being displayed, and you download it, and you alter it, and then you upload it back up again, and when you save it, it becomes what is the game. RAM? Like, on the surface.
That's what my computer needs.
Let's RAM hack Sydney's computer. but yeah, it takes all the files that are stored in the random access memory, and then replaces them.
So
you know, you could
random.
Move your, you could move your flowers. Yeah, it's just like, it's like our short-term memory. Like, oh, I need to remember butter for later. And it just gets stored there in our RAM.
I just write it on my hand.
Yeah. You're committing it to your solid-state drive.
One time I actually did need to get butter, but the E and the R fell off, so it just said butt.
That's really good. And then, I think another rumor, it might be an official announcement, Nintendo won't discontinue the 3DS.
No, yeah. This is something like that.
Yeah.
I highly doubt they will. They're clearly still marketing the Switch as a home system.
Yeah, they said they were definitely going to still continue production of games for the 3DS.
Yeah.
That's good.
It sells too much to not.
They have too much of a user base.
And they just released a new Nintendo 2DS in Japan. Like, a new version.
And the Sun and Moon ones are coming.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They have too much of a user base to drop that off.
Which is a good thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a really good thing.
Yeah.
No.
So, yeah. I also heard rumors about the Nintendo Switch's price. It said they're not taking a loss on it. So it's going to be, what was it? The Wii U debuted at $300?
$299 and $399.
Yeah.
It was, the white one was $299 and the black one was $300.
Yeah. So, wasn't the white one $250 and the black one was $300?
No,
after the price drop.
After a while. Okay. I think it was $299. I remember spending $400 for my Wii U.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there was a $50 price drop, like, 6 months in, I think, or something like that.
Yeah, pretty quick.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Pretty quickly.
But they're going to be selling, I think, what they said was not at a loss when they were asked. They're probably going to set it around $400 or more.
Profits are good.
Yeah. We want Nintendo to stay in business. And then this week we saw 40-ish minutes of new Breath of the Wild gameplay.
Did we?
Yeah, we did.
Oh.
It was 30, 40 minutes. I didn't watch it myself, but, like, I'm so in love with that game already.
I want it.
Yeah.
I
can't,
really
like, I am buying a Switch day one just so I could hold myself up in my room and play Legend of Zelda.
I could care less about this game.
It's so pretty.
Being a Zelda fan, it must be great to care about a franchise.
Yeah. now that I'm like going to concerts, I want Zelda Symphony to come back to Boston.
They probably will.
Yeah. They're not going to stop that, I don't think.
They've come twice.
Yeah.
If not three times.
Oh, man.
Was it Zelda Symphony or just like video game?
One was video games.
A lot. Yeah. Zelda's been here like twice, yeah, at least.
I only remember once. Weird.
There was also the Pokemon.
Final Fantasy has also come like five times.
Oh, that's another thing I did.
It was this year. Because I could have gone to it, but I was away.
I didn't even think of it.
I bought so many concert tickets this week.
Or wait, no. It was last year during Worlds.
I still need to buy Perturbator.
Yes. Yeah.
The other reason I couldn't go, because New Hampshire again.
Yep.
I remember. Fuck New Hampshire. I remember seeing people running around with the concert shirts on the last day of Worlds.
The one time that Worlds comes to Boston, and I'm in another state.
Hey, we could always go to Anaheim next year.
That's a long way away.
I'm not driving.
Anaheim's so fucking gorgeous.
And California is expensive.
Yeah.
Anaheim is probably cheaper. I went there a while ago, but I stayed in LA and we drove.
Inflation is a thing.
Yeah, but that was like 3 years ago.
Oh, okay.
Not like a decade ago.
You said a while ago, like it was.
It was like the summer before my freshman year of college.
Okay. That's not that long ago then.
Yeah, and. Yeah, Anaheim's... Oh my, I love Anaheim so much. If anything's gonna bring me there, I'd go for Pokemon next year.
Okay.
I'm considering it.
And...
So nice. Yeah.
Finally, not video game news, but what I thought was kind of funny. Apple is delaying the release of AirPods.
AirPods?
AirPods. They're wireless earbuds.
Oh, I thought those already came out.
Fucking hair dryers. No. No. They're being delayed.
Oh no, wait, the Galaxy ones came out already, right?
Yeah. Yep.
I love the fact that we actually thought to invent wireless earbuds.
Yeah.
I hate it.
I hate it so much. Like, looking at them, I lose them in my pocket.
Yeah.
I don't own a pair.
Regular earbuds don't fit in my ears. They just fall out as soon as I put them in.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, if you're gonna make wireless earbuds, at least make them those, like, clip-on ones that, like, go behind your ear.
Yeah.
But nope, you just put
them
in.
Or at least, like, connect them?
Yeah.
Because I have a pair of wireless earbuds that are connected by a wire.
Yeah.
But that's a wire.
So?
It's not wireless.
They are not wired to my phone.
But they're wired to each other.
So they're really... Wait. But, like, think about it.
It's a wire.
If you're buying wireless earbuds, you are buying them to either run with them, which you don't want tethered to your phone, and, like, your neck isn't moving in two separate directions at once.
I'm not talking... I'm just saying it isn't wireless.
Yeah.
Marketing
I'm not saying
idea?
They're bad.
Marketing idea. In the future, Apple could make implants for your ears so you wouldn't even need...
Shut your fucking mouth right now.
They will be called AirPlants.
AirPlants?
Yeah.
You just change the channel to your
plants.
Ears.
AirPlants.
I-ear-plants.
Okay, first of all, I didn't need a reason to get cybernetic implants in the first place. Second of all, I now, if that happens... have a reason to use iPhone. Don't do this to me. Man. Don't do this to me. I have a problem.
I feel like you'd get cancer that way.
Probably. But we're all gonna get cancer anyway. There's so much pollution in the fucking air.
Okay, I thought you were gonna bring up the sunscreen
argument
again.
No, that is a moot point. There's so much shit that has happened already in our lifetimes, that means we're probably going to get cancer. I'm not saying cancer is a great thing. It's not. Cancer is really shitty.
I've met several nice cancers. They're nice people.
Fucking I am one.
The disease.
I'm a disease?
No. Cancer is the disease, not
disease?
The star sign. Pregnancy. Yeah. I mean, if we're gonna get cancer, I might as well have some cool fucking cybernetic implants to go with it.
Yeah.
Maybe they can fight off the cancer for me.
Or make it worse.
That was really ignorant.
Only the future will
tell.
If
you have cancer, I'm so sorry. I don't mean to, like, make light of your situation at all, but, like...
Please don't glorify cancer.
No, I am not glorifying cancer. We should stop.
Wow, what a great place to end it.
No. I forgot to ask for questions this week.
Well, I don't think we have much time anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have to leave in a few minutes.
Yeah. So, that's all the news I have. Thanks for sticking around on the LifeCast this week.
Yeah.
We'll see you next... What? Okay. We'll see you next week. Oh, I have an announcement. We have an official start date for our Shadowrun series, which all of you are participating? Are you? Yeah. Everyone here is participating in it. I will be the game master. It is going to start, let's see.
Tomorrow.
Not tomorrow.
Thursday.
November 26th tomorrow. Is the first day we'll record it, probably.
Is that the Tuesday before Thanksgiving?
No, that's the Saturday after Thanksgiving.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's actually, God. Like, perfect timing.
Yeah.
I'm going to be on no sleep that day, but okay.
Wait, why are you going to be on no sleep?
Oh, right. That's fine.
You actually care about that.
I don't care about it. I just do it.
I stay in my house away from people.
I'm a Cyber Monday guy.
But yeah.
I'm an idiot.
We'll probably be recording it. I don't know if we're going to do it live. I would like to. And we'll publish it probably on Sundays.
Nope.
So I'm really excited. If you want to, like, get onto my Twitter and ask me questions about, like, the campaign, I would be happy to indulge them. It's at Nurt, K-N-U-R-T-T. Yeah. I just really like talking about Shadowrun. Also, I am doing NaNoWriMo this week, month.
What?
National Novel Writing Month.
Oh!
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I have to go home and, like, write 2,000 words by midnight. Otherwise, I won't do it tomorrow.
Yeah, you can do it.
Yeah, I could do it. It'll be shitty. But I can do it.
As long as you're pumping the words out, you can always edit later.
Yeah. So, those are my announcements. Do you guys have announcements? We'll be at Guts.
We'll be at Guts.
Next
Guts.
Weekend.
Next
weekend?
Shit.
Yes.
Yeah.
Next
weekend.
Shit.
Yeah.
Oh my god. It's.
I will be doing Smash Brothers 4, both singles and doubles.
We'll probably have some media coverage for that event.
Yeah. I will be spectating.
Yep. Maybe some interviews. We'll see. Mostly from people in the Boston scene, fighting games community scene.
There's not many people from outside the scene go there.
Yeah.
No, a lot of New England's. I looked at the list and almost everybody on there was a New England player.
Okay. Yeah. That's fine. So, yeah.
Got some good players, though. So.
Yeah. And New England's got some good competition.
Yeah.
Mars is the best player there, so by like a significant margin.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's looking pretty free. Sorry, New England.
So, that's alright. So, yeah. We will be back next week for our pre-Guts special, I guess. Special. We'll probably have a post-Guts special.
Yeah.
Not a pre-Guts special. We'll probably be all really tired.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. We'll see you guys next week.
See you next week.
Woo!
Bye!
Bye!